This is North Coast News on KINS.
Thank you and good afternoon. Early this morning, Humboldt Bay Fire was sent to a reported dumpster fire at 4th and A Streets in Eureka that was eventually reported as a full structure fire. Arriving fire units found a large commercial building at West 4th Street involved in heavy fire, triggering second and third alarm responses. Down power lines and north winds hindered crews in their efforts as they battled the blaze, and in total, four businesses were destroyed and two additional businesses sustained smoke and water damage. Crews spent today extinguishing the remaining hotspots and investigating the scene, and in total, losses exceeded $1 million. The cause of the blaze is unknown at this time. The Humboldt County Coroner's Office identified 35-year-old Redding resident Gerard Waddle as the driver who died in a single vehicle crash on Saturday morning. Waddle's vehicle crashed into a tree after it failed to negotiate a curve at the end of the off-ramp on South G Street, causing major damage to the Dodge and fatal injuries to Waddle, who was later pronounced dead at the hospital. A passenger in the vehicle suffered minor injuries as well. DUI is considered as a factor in the crash, and further toxicology analysis is pending. Dan Squire has news out of Mendocino County.
The California Highway Patrol is investigating a suspected DUI-related collision on Route 1 in Mendocino County on Sunday night that sent a one-year-old Myers Flat Boy to the UC Davis Medical Center with severe injuries. 52-year-old James Belch of Leggett was headed southbound on Route 1 when he allowed his vehicle to drift into the opposite lane and directly into the path of an oncoming truck. The two vehicles collided head-on. Belch was arrested at the scene on suspicion of DUI. Four other passengers in the truck were uninjured.
Thank you, Dan. At tonight's Eureka City Council meeting, Mayor Frank Yeager will read a proclamation declaring the month of June as Gun Violence Awareness Month in the city. The proclamation will honor those who have been victims of gun violence, and orange will be worn throughout the month in support. The Eureka Police Department will also be giving out free gun locks and orange ribbon pins at the department next Friday. The Humboldt Association of Realtors announced the recipient of its association scholarship. Nikayla Pryor of McKinleyville will receive $1,000 in scholarship funding, which was generated through donations from the community and the association's annual golf tournament that was held back in September. Pryor is a student at College of the Redwoods pursuing a career in construction technology. Pacific Gas and Electric has began daily aerial fire detection patrols across its entire service area in the state, which in turn will help local agencies respond to fires earlier. Patrols will run until October 31st, and aerial flights will occur in Mendocino County and from Redding to Humboldt to Lake County, among other areas. PG&E will also run co-op patrol with the Mendocino County Aerial Fire Patrol Cooperative from July 1st through October 15th. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The Eureka Police Department will host an active shooter training class tomorrow to provide information to the public about what you should do and shouldn't do in the event that you are caught in an active shooter scenario. The presentation is aimed at college-bound, high school, and middle school students, along with teachers, aides, and administrators. The program will highlight the concept of run, hide, fight, and it will be led by Captain Brian Stevens and Senior Dispatcher Katie Hall. The event will take place tomorrow night at 6 o'clock at the Sequoia Conference Center in Eureka. Today, the new traffic signal at the intersection of Walnut Drive and Fern Street in Cutton became fully operational after weeks of live testing. It was a project that had been in the works for more than a decade, and it was originally thought of by former supervisor Jimmy Smith. The signal was installed by city officials to improve traffic safety at that specific intersection. This Thursday, Arcata officials who are contracted with RAO Construction will begin the 2017 Streets and Utilities Improvements Project. The project is scheduled to be completed by the end of October, and construction will take place at various streets including Buttermilk Lane between Bayside Road and Margaret Lane, as well as H Street. Work will run Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 5, and work will begin this Thursday. And that's the news on this Tuesday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.